This is Toby Sumter with your CrossPolitik Daily News Brief for Friday, December 18th, 2020. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Today you'll hear about what Rand Paul thinks. Russians hacked the Pentagon. The mayor of Paris got fined. FDA issues a watch out on the COVID vaccine. Yeah, a watch out. A sheriff says he won't be releasing inmates. Another study comes out warning about used masks, and a barbecue joint in Indiana is suing the governor over mask mandates and emergency orders. Remember, if you have a news story you think we might need to cover, please send articles and links to news@crosspolitik.com. Rand Paul has some thinks that he wants you to hear about. Here you go.
A lot of the laws that have to be confirmed and I think reaffirmed are state laws, so it's not in our purview. But the state laws are set, and then we have federal elections. So what we've heard about what happened in Wisconsin, what happened in Nevada, I think is absolutely true, and we have to prevent it from happening again. I think state legislatures will need to reaffirm that election law can only be changed by a state legislature. So I think there's a lot of work to be done. While we will not dictate it to the states, I think we should have hearings going into the next year, hearing from state legislatures and what they're going to do to make sure election law is upheld, not changed by people who are not legislators. And we do have an interest in that. I don't want it to be federalized. Many on the other side of the aisle would just soon federalize it and mail everybody a ballot and we'll have this universal corruption throughout the land. But what I think we need to do is keep it at the state level. But we can't just say it didn't happen. We can't just say, oh, 4,000 people voted in Nevada that were non-citizens and we're just going to ignore it. We're going to sweep it under the rug and say, oh, the courts have decided the facts. The courts have not decided the facts. The courts never looked at the facts. The courts don't like elections and so they stayed out of it by finding an excuse. Standing or otherwise to stay out of it. But the fraud happened. The election in many ways was stolen. And the only way it'll be fixed is by, in the future, reinforcing the laws.
There you go, from Rand Paul. It was stolen, he saith. Russian hackers, U.S. government agencies, including the Treasury and Commerce Departments, were among dozens of high-value public and private sector targets known to have been infiltrated as far back as March, through a commercial software update distributed to thousands of companies and government agencies worldwide. A Pentagon statement Monday indicated it used the software too. It said it had issued guidance and directives to protect its networks. It would not say, for operational security reasons, whether any of its systems may have been hacked. Also, you're a complete noob if you think our election machines could have been hacked. You know, they can get into the Treasury and Commerce Departments, but not our election voting counting machines. They are magical. Paris mayor fined for hiring too many women. The city government of Paris has been dealt an unlikely punishment. This is from the Wall Street Journal. A fine of 90,000 euros, which is about $10. No, I'm just kidding. It's the equivalent of $110,000 for appointing too many women to senior positions. For what? Breaking France's gender equality rules. You, oh my goodness. You people. The offense dates back to 2018. The great scandal of 2018. When Mayor Anne Hidalgo appointed 11 women and 5 men to her senior team at a time when administrations around the world were trying to increase female representation in governments. But with 69% of the positions given to women and only 31% given to men, Paris broke national government rules to promote equality, which require that at least 40% of new positions should be allocated to each gender. France is clearly a hateful country because they assume there's only two genders. They are so out of date. So out of date. Somebody find them. United Nations, somebody. Ms. Hidalgo told a meeting of the city council on Tuesday that the appointments helped give women a louder voice in government in France. You know, the proverbs say something about women with loud voices. I don't know. Anyways, she said she was delighted to pay the fine. Economists Uma Kambamapati, sorry, I just botched your name, I know, at Reading University, England, and Supriya Garikapati, at the University of Liverpool, surveyed 194 countries and found that by mid-May, women leaders locked down their economies sooner, and their countries suffered half as many COVID-19-related deaths on average as those led by men. Right. That's why we don't want you leading our countries. This is why the Bible says it's a curse to be ruled by women and children. Women make great mothers, and when our children are small, we want them protected from death. That's their glory. It's wonderful. But what we don't want is you to mother our countries. No, don't do that. You will smother our countries and think that you have succeeded because there are less deaths. That's actually not our goal. FDA says, watch out. That's all it says. Just watch out. FDA, watch out. It's the new FDA release. Just watch out. Watch out for Bell's palsy with COVID vaccines. As COVID-19 vaccines are being rushed, literally rushed, to distribution sites all over the country, staff at the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is cautioning doctors and patients to watch closely. Watch out for the manifestation of Bell's palsy in the recipients. The FDA staff stopped well short of calling the condition, which results in half the patient's face to be paralyzed. The FDA staff stopped well short of calling this condition a side effect. It stopped well short of that. Don't worry. It's not a side effect. But after a handful of patients that played a part in the vaccine trial program developed the condition, half their face paralyzed, health officials said it bears watching. So this is not an official warning. It's just a watch out. The occurrence of the condition was extremely rare among trial participants at 4 in 30,000 for the Moderna vaccine and 4 in 43,000 for the Pfizer vaccine. The freezing or weakening sensation that accompanies Bell's palsy is almost always temporary. Almost always temporary. And that appears to be the case in the vaccinated trial patients as well. All but one of the trial participants who developed the condition have seen it resolve already. According to the FDA, each of the patients who dealt with the face paralysis experienced the condition 22 to 32 days after being inoculated. Doctors and officials have all noted that there is insufficient evidence to link any causal relationship between the vaccine and the condition. So they just want to say, watch out. Orange County Sheriff refuses order to release inmates. Sheriff in Santa Ana, California is fighting back against a judge's order to reduce Orange County's jail population in an effort to curb the spread of the coronavirus among inmates. Yeah, because that's a great idea. Just release the inmates. County Superior Court Judge Peter Wilson ruled Friday that 50% or 1,858 inmates out of 3,716 must be released, including some who are locked up for murder and child molestation. We are an insane people. Sheriff Don Barnes pushed back against Wilson's order, saying, I have no intention of releasing any of these individuals from my custody. Good on him. Barnes was ordered to come up with a list of named inmates by December 30th. These aren't low-lying offenders. These are people in for very serious offenses like murder, attempted murder, and domestic violence, the sheriff warned. This week, the jail reported total cases of 416. However, Barnes suggested the sudden rise in cases to the jail recently beginning to test everyone, including asymptomatic patients, something that's not being done in the outside population. We have inmates who are participating in different practices, either going to medical appointments or going to court or meeting with their attorneys. These people are all from the general public, and we know there's a surge within the general public. Yeah, let's let the murderers go. There's a virus that only kills 0.01%. So let's let murderers go free. One study says wearing a used mask could be worse than no mask. This is at the New York Post. Wearing a used mask could be more dangerous than not wearing one at all when it comes to warding off COVID-19. A new study has found a new 3-layer surgical mask is 65% a new one. Okay, so a new 3-layer surgical mask is 65% efficient in filtering particles in the air, according to this study. But when used, so it's already been used for a bit, that number drops to 25%, according to a study published Tuesday in the Physics of Fluids. I'm really glad that there is a journal called the Physics of Fluids. By the way, I clicked on the link in the New York Post article, and the study was disappeared. These things happen, you know. Researchers from the University of Massachusetts Lowell and California Baptist University say that masks slow down airflow, making people more susceptible to breathing in particles, and a dirty face mask can't effectively filter out the tiniest of droplets. So slower airflow actually makes people more susceptible to breathing particles. Interesting. It's natural to think that wearing a mask, no matter new or old, should always be better than nothing, said the author, Xingzheng Zi. Our results show that this belief is only true for particles larger than 5 micrometers, but not for fine particles smaller than 2.5 micrometers. To reach their findings, researchers used a computer model of a person wearing a pleated 3-layer surgical mask to track how the face covering affected airflow and how particles passed through. They also looked at how the tiny droplets settled onto the face and the airway and where they land in the nose, pharynx, or deep lung. Notice they're using a computer model. You know, similar to the kind of computer models that got us projections of millions of people dead with COVID-19. Models that tell us that if you keep flushing your toilet or driving your truck around, the world is going to end probably on next Thursday because of global warming, climate change, also an ice age all at the same time. Anyways, I mean, this is, you know, whatever. They found that wearing a mask significantly slows down airflow, reducing a mask's efficacy and making a person more susceptible to inhaling aerosols into the nose, where SARS-CoV-2 likes to lurk. Anyways, I'm done with that story. Indiana barbecue suing over emergency orders and mask mandates. Lawsuit was filed on behalf of Yergi's State Road Barbecue. Again, how can you shut down barbecue in Indiana? I mean, people. Anyways, they sued against the Wells County Health Department, Governor Eric Holcomb, and the state of Indiana over its closure due to its violation of mask tyranny. The restaurant has been closed for nearly 4 months after the owner, Matt Yergi, was open on Facebook about not requiring employees to wear masks. He said that would be dumb. I don't know if that's what he said. I'm just putting that in his mouth. Anyways, he said he wasn't going to do it. He said the mask mandate is unconstitutional. The restaurant would be allowed to open if the management agreed to require employees to wear face masks and paid their fines. The restaurant said no. The restaurant challenges the hearing officer's order and the health department's order since it states the health department didn't have the authority to shut the restaurant down to begin with. It's not your restaurant. The lawsuit also challenges every executive order the governor of Indiana has put in place since they don't comply with requirements of the U.S. and state constitutions. I love that. It challenges every single executive order put into place. Yeah, it should. The direct consequences of which is unjust injury to the Yergi's fundamental civil rights, liberty interests, and property rights. It also argues that the governor's emergency order is unconstitutional. So there. The Yergi's point out that there is no rational basis for having health employees, not just health employees, healthy employees wear masks, and that no one has been forced to consume Yergi's products. Right? No one is forcing you to come to our restaurant. If you don't want to be here, you don't have to come. If you believe in woke burkas, go to the restaurants where that's required, but do not enforce your religion on the Yergi's or on their barbecue. Yergi's State Road Barbecue is in Bluffton, Indiana, a little south of Fort Wayne. I looked it up. If you're anywhere within shouting distance of them, you should definitely just swing by, encourage them, maybe send them an encouraging note, find them on Facebook. I bet you there's some way that you can even support them. I strongly encourage you to be praying for the Yergi's and look for ways to support them. This is Toby Sumter with CrossPolitik News. You can find this and all our shows at crosspolitik.com or on our app, which you can download at your favorite app store. Just search Fight Laugh Feast. Support Rowdy Christian Media and become a Fight Laugh Feast club member and get your very own Fight Laugh Feast t-shirt and access to all the talks from our first annual Fight Laugh Feast conference, as well as many exclusive behind-the-scenes interviews, as well as our very own Worldview Shotgun series, as well as, I'm just going to keep saying as well as, for as long as I can. You can also get these cool Fight Laugh Feast tumblers if you're a silver member and above for limited time while supplies last, as they say in the infomercials. Go to FightLaughFeast.com. Have a great day and a great weekend.